Yo, this your boy Just. I'm back. I'm here to do another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle review, and I couldn't do this alone. I had to bring the main man, the boss, Travis, Croatia World representative. You know what I'm saying? I don't have all the your names, nicknames memorized, but I know
It's
that you're
okay.
the
I'll do
man.
it for you if you need me to.
Go ahead, my man, do it.
Yes, this is your boy, Lord Cussalot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC.
Hey, there you go. There you go. The man himself. But yeah, man. So I heard through the grapevine that you kind of feel like Ninja Turtles 3 is a pretty good movie.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. Okay.
No,
So
what I
good.
said was, I love the movie. Never said it was good. I understand it objectively is not a good movie. I know that,
Right,
but I
right.
still love it anyway.
Well, let me tell you, in the at the time that it came out in 93, after the first two movies were hugely successful and they paid close attention to the comics and they remixed a little bit of the humor of from the cartoon, like going into the third one, people were gonna feel like that was gonna be the same vibe. But because of, whatever reasons, they couldn't use Jim Henson's productions. Some of the people had moved on into better things in their, Hollywood careers,
Right, because of that, the turtles look very different.
They look very different and the tone of the movie looked very different. But, looking back at it, compared to some of the shit that's out now, it may not be bad. It may not be as bad as I remember. So I
It's
kind of
not
feel
as
what you're
bad
saying.
as, yeah, it's not as bad as people like to say it is. I still know objectively it's not a great movie by any
No,
stretch of the
no.
imagination, but it's not as bad as some people make it out to be. There's a lot of them that are like that. Like the second two Matrix movies are not as bad as people like to say they are.
Right.
It's just stuff like that. Like some people go way far when saying how bad something is. Everything that come that people look at now because of the internet, it's an internet thing. Everything's either the best thing ever or the worst thing ever. And there's never anything in the middle.
Right. And to me, like, compared to the future versions of the Turtles with the Michael Bay, the two movies that came out, the first one, and then what's it called, Into the Shadows, I rather watch Turtles 3.
Yeah, it can get so much worse. Exactly.
And like if we talk about a little bit of the new versions too, like I just didn't like the look. Like the Turtles were too cluttered with accessories. Like what? Like when you think of a ninja, you're thinking of them as sleek, lightweight, they're only carrying maybe one weapon, but these dudes had, they even had glasses. Donatello had a whole proton pack,
Full on, just And I'm one that's just like I try everything Ninja Turtles just because of who I am
of
and
course,
how I
of
grew
course.
up and everything. And that was when I'm just like, I can't get with this. It's just
Yeah,
it.
and I can't, and like the funny thing is, like, they did an updated cartoon, not the 2012 Nickelodeon one, the Rise of the Turtles, where like it was kind of like they were smaller right before they became teenagers type of thing, and they still kept a similar aesthetic from the Michael Bay version into
I
that
didn't even know
cartoon.
about that actually.
Yeah, like, well, they still had Donatello with glasses. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, do we in this day and age, do we need to know that the smart one wears glasses? I mean,
No, at all.
so that needs to go away. I don't mind Raphael's do-rag. I think, flipping the bandanas is kind of cool.
I mean, the thing is, it's usually like an extension of the bandana when they do that. 'Cause they did that in the Saturday morning show they had on Fox, where like they like changed up their bandanas a little bit and all that kind of
Yes,
stuff. It was
yes, yes,
an
yes,
extension
yes.
of the bandana.
You talk about the
Again,
Fox Kids one, we're like a little bit edgier. Yes, yeah.
with a
Yes, you're
fifth
right.
turtle, which was so weird. It was
Ew,
like
dude.
that was so strange. I never understood like how we just never saw a fifth turtle in there, even though we've seen the turtles like fall out of that fishbowl a million times. There were only four turtles in that fishbowl. There was not a fifth turtle. But okay, that's fine.
Exactly. And
We'll
like
just go with it.
and then to always try to add another member. It's like, why? What the dynamic between the four brothers, Casey Jones and Splinter, why mess that up,
That it's a balance and it works.
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you heard the theory about the turtles and their weapons and like why certain turtles got certain weapons?
I think I heard certain reasons, but go ahead. For the listeners that may not know,
Yeah.
drop the
So there's
knowledge.
this thing out there. It's not like something that the creators have said or anything like that, but looking at it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
So with their personalities, like Leonardo being the leader who's supposed to be the more cool-headed, more like, you know, hesitant to try to do anything violent and all that kind of stuff. He actually has the most deadly weapon, which is the two katanas, like to teach him that sometimes, you know, you have to go there, you have to kill, you know? Then you got the opposite of that, which is Raphael, who's the hot-headed one, who's always trying to fuck things up and is like ready to fight at the drop of a dime. He got the weapon that's the Sai that are mainly a defensive weapon.
I see.
Try to teach him to be more patient and defensive and all that, and not try to go straight for the offense every time.
Right.
Then Donatello, him being the Jesus, mom, the tech genius, all that kind of stuff, got the most simple weapon out of all of them to teach him like the more simple things are also useful, you know?
Right,
Or with
okay.
Michelangelo, with him being the more scatterbrained one, you know, that you know can't really focus. You know, he's literally the ADD kid of the group. It gave him the most complex one to learn that because it takes the most concentration to use the nunchucks, you know, the
That's true.
most concentration and
Okay.
focus to use the nunchucks. So it's one of those, like I said, the creators have never said this that I know of or anything like that, but people have theorized this and like it makes sense. So.
No, it definitely makes sense now that you break it down like that. Because, yeah, like, because Raphael, as you know, in the first two movies, this man is trying to take out 20 Foot Clans at one time. You know what I'm saying? Then he realizes he gets the ass whooped. Then in the second movie, he gets captured because he's trying to do the same thing, you know? So it definitely makes sense. But those are two great movies. Obviously, I'm going to talk about the bad one. So. Ninja Turtles 3 comes out in 1993, right? This thing, right? It had a budget of like tw 21 million, I believe. It actually made 54 million, which is actually pretty good. I think they were gonna bring in the people based only by name anyway, you know?
That's how they got me.
That psh, me too. And but when it came
Six-year-old
out.
Travis said, "Yeah, let's go."
Dude, and don't forget, Ninja Turtles, everyone talks about Marvel and everybody else, but this was an independent property, right? It didn't belong to a big name company. This is literally two struggling artists who found gold one night and decided to, like, okay, let's publish this and let's see what happens. So, like, their marketing on Ninja Turtles got everybody involved, right? Obviously, they had the pizza, they had the toys, the cartoon was popping.
It was the turtle. It was the toys that really got them.
Yes, it was the action figures, right? And
That was the thing back then with cartoons. Like cartoons were mostly just created to sell toys.
basically, I mean, that's like the reason why Transformers was made, because they wanted to sell a toy, so they had the cartoon. I think Thundercats was the same way. A bunch of the He-Man was the same
Oh yeah,
way.
it was all about selling toys.
It's all about selling toys. So going back on the movie, what? How old were you? When did you watch this, and your reaction after watching it?
I was 6 years old when this movie came out. It came out in
Okay.
'93. I was born in '86. I turned 7 in '93, but I didn't turn 7 until December. So when this
Okay.
one came out, I was 6 years old. And yeah, if I went to see it in theaters, I'm pretty sure I did. I don't remember off the top of my head if I did, but I know if I went to see this in theaters, my mother took me to see it in theaters.
Okay.
I don't remember, like I said, going to see it in theaters. Like the first movie I remember going to see in theaters is The Lion King. That's the first one I
Ah,
remember, but
okay.
I'm sure she's taken me before that. But because my mother loved movies, and that's how I got into
Gotcha.
them. But yeah, for me, it was just like, oh, okay, there's more turtles. I'm in. Oh, they went back in time. Oh, that's cool. Oh, okay, they in Japan too. Oh shit! All right, I didn't say oh shit because I was six, but it was just, you know, like. It was all just exciting to me. There was just more Ninja Turtle shit happening, and I'm always down for more Ninja Turtle shit happening. So I was in.
You're right. To me, I was so I was born 84, so I was a little bit older when this came out. But roughly the same shit that happened, you know, we're basically in the same time period. But like I could vaguely know that watching this movie, this is not gonna be what the video game was. 'Cause remember the video game had came out I think a little bit before Turtles in Time, right? And everybody was
on the Super Nintendo. Actually, yes! I'm thinking back, it might be my favorite game on the Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And the thing is, like, at the arcade, you saw a Super Nintendo, like, everybody was playing Turtles in Time. Everyone knew that Shredder got the, you know, whatever, and went back in time.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Like, that was like, why?
Looking
back on it, you ask, like, what was he planning to do with the Statue of Liberty?
Right, exactly.
But as a kid, you don't think about, like, oh, he's a bad guy. He stole the Statue of Liberty. That's the kind of thing bad guys do. Okay, well, let's get it back.
That to me, I always feel Shredder as a bad guy, he's deadly, right? He's vicious, right? He's everything a bad guy is. But the brains, though, the idea behind why he's doing something, it's like...
usually makes no sense.
It's the most
mustache twirly thing in the world. Like
him and Dr. Evil are like, they're really good.
Same
but
thing, except for Shredder knows martial arts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference.
And I'm thinking, like, yo, it might be like this game, you know what I'm saying? Or they might take a piece of the comics because, you know, they did it in the comics where they went back in time also. And at the end, I realized, shit, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? This ain't it. The turtles look whack. You know what I'm saying? It's like as if the turtles themselves took hallucinogens and opiums at the same time, because they were so bright. You know, when you go back and watch the first two, like, they were kept hidden. They were dark. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of
shadow, like, you know.
Yeah.
Strike hard, vanish quickly without a trace. That's what
they
tell them to do.
Right.
You know?
Like, these turtles, like, because they had to use a different company, they look like Barney's friends, you know? And I'm not hating on Barney. But I'm just saying, in terms of, like, the lighting and everything and the color texture, that's what I was coming from. And I'll get into it a little bit now, is that, like, you know, they couldn't use Jim Henson Productions, like we said, so they used this other group called All Effects Company. And so All Effects Company at the time, they were trying to do different things, but one notable thing that they did was they did the Johnny Number 5 robot from Short Circuit. That was like their big thing. You remember Short Circuit? Yeah. Crazy movie too, by the way. The second one.
I barely remember that movie. I remember it existing, but I don't really remember anything about it.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild movie, especially the second one, because he's in New York and, like, he gets, like, off topic, but Johnny Number 5 gets, like, into gang relations, street gang relations. And then he then starts chanting the same gang terminology to the other guys. And it's just like a robot just saying, you know, us locals kick your balls. It's just a whole nother level of craziness. Yeah.
Wow.
right. But yeah, they use All Effects Company as part of the production for the suits and everything like that. I think what they were trying to do is that they were cheap, but I think they were trying to go away from the stuntman of, like, dying in heat. So that's why if you look at the suits, they're very, very flexible, because there's other latex or compression in there. Unlike the first suits. But the thing is, like, they trimmed it down so bad that, like, it took away from the movie. Like, some of the times when they're talking, I don't know if you ever got this vibe, some of the times when they're talking, it looks like the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics.
Yeah, there's a lot of ADR going
on. Oh, my goodness.
It's bad. Like, even with, like, the regular people, like, there are certain times when April will say something, like, her lips aren't moving. Like, what just happened there? But again, seeing this as, like, a 5-year-old, six or 7-year-old, like, I wasn't noticing that. So it was
right. You're just seeing the turtles, like, do shit, and you're like, oh, okay, that's amazing.
Cool.
That's amazing. But the thing is, like, even as a kid, you know, because you're 6, I'm like 8 years old at that time. Even us, I'm kind of feeling a little offended, right? Because where's our representation type of thing, like. The music from the first two, I mean, they had MC Hammer, they had rap, they had hip hop, you know what I'm saying? They had, like, kind of club-ish type music throughout the movie. And then we watched the third one, and you're like, what the fuck? Is that ZZ Top that they're playing?
Hey, man, I can't stop rocking, just. Can't stop rocking till I lose my mind.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like,
and the little dance they were doing.
Yeah, the little dance. Yeah, bro. I was like, are they trying to copy like the Pee Wee Herman dance?
I don't know. Right? But I was doing it with them.
Like, you do it.
Like when you told me we were doing this, I rewatched the movie. I'm sitting on my couch. It was like I was 7 again.
Okay. I mean, I got respect for ZZ Top because of the movie Back to the Future. But in Turtles, I mean,
I get it. My thing is, I have this thing of, okay, what are they trying to do?
Yes. Okay.
Did they accomplish what they're trying to do? That's usually how I look at these movies, because some movies, what they're trying to accomplish is just not for me. So it's just, you know, so this ain't for me. I ain't got to have nothing to do with it. This is right. One, like my 7-year-old brain, I wanted that. Yeah. Give me more of the Turtles. And that was it.
Gotcha. I was good. Gotcha. And you know what? I mean, yeah, what I might not like, I mean, so you say somebody else might feel, you know, like you like the ZZ Top. Somebody else might really be a fan of ZZ Top. And they're like, okay,
I'm not necessarily a big fan of ZZ Top itself. It was just the, you know, the silly vibe of the movie worked for me.
Yeah.
Because it was just like you talking about the first two had, well, especially the first one had more of a serious tone to it.
Yeah.
Like close to the comics. The second one had a little bit more of the silliness and the balance, which I think is actually objectively the better of the three movies.
Me too. Yep.
But three was the one they went way all the way to the silliness and like just left all the seriousness of the first one behind completely.
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, okay, this is the cartoon now. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Right. It's the cartoon. Right. And like, it is, I hate to say it, but it is what it is. I mean, like they were going for the silliness and all that. The other part that I also found so silly too, is that like in the first two movies, you know what I'm saying? Cause you're walking into the third movie with the vibe from the first two. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking at Splinter and you're like, okay, this dude fought Shredder, you know what I'm saying, on the rooftop, right? This dude came and saved the Turtles with the bow and arrow.
I'm not saying he fought Shredder. He countered one move.
He countered one move, right? He did. So like kinda ish, but not really.
You saw he owed his shit, but he still got skill.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm. Right? And he was able to hobble his ass out of the sewer and have a crossbow to save the Turtles, right? In the second movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Why did he say y'all when he shot the bow and arrow?
And you know what's so funny about that? The man leaves, right? But the Turtles, they still need to find an exit. They go have to go find a sewer, a manhole.
Yeah, where did he go?
Where did he go?
Yeah. I don't know. He's Splinter. He got up out of there. Like he's the master. He don't need no sewer exit.
He didn't even give them the same exit.
This is more training. They'll figure it out.
Hell no. No, but so and all that shit that we talked about how great Splinter was, in this movie, he literally was just a hand puppet. Mm-hmm. That, you know what I'm saying?
Stick his head out through the train.
Yes. Yeah. That's all he did. You didn't see any of his legs. You just saw his top torso, you know what I'm saying? He was like Oscar the Grouch. That's all he was.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. My thing about this one though, what I was noticing is the editing. And I'm just there were certain things that I'm just like, you know, there's were you told you had to hit a certain mark so you left shit in? Because there were several lines and stuff where it looked like they did several takes and several alternate lines and all that kind of stuff for certain situations. And instead of picking the one that worked best, they just left them all in.
I agree.
Like at the beginning when Raph throws the sign to the speaker and blows it up.
Yeah.
And Donatello goes, I've seen this movie so many times, I have this shit memorized.
No, it's all good.
Like, uh-oh, turtle tantrum. Uh-oh, oh, no, hold it. Oh, Raph, come on. Like, you could have just said one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
They left all that in there. And it's just like, why?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, until like when the scepter first goes off, April says like four lines that like you only needed one of them. It's all just reaction to the scepter going off, but it's just like they were supposed to be alternate lines. They're like, oh, we'll just use all of them.
Right. And I think, and now that I'm thinking back to it, because I watched it last week, when the scepter first goes off and it starts to spin. it like shows it twice, like it restarts almost, and then like when everyone's supposed to grab it, like they restart that too,
Yeah.
like.
Yeah, there's an editing issue going on in this movie.
Oh my gosh. And it's so funny because, like, as crazy as everything is about the Ninja Turtles and everything like that, in the end, it is April's fault. If she had never bought that, brought that thing,
Oh, yeah.
we wouldn't have never gone on this journey. And
I mean,
they would have never fucked up whatever situation that China and England was having at that time,
it was Japan.
or Japan. I'm sorry, Japan. My bad.
Yeah.
Why did I think China?
I don't know why you thought
Yeah,
China.
shit. Okay. But yeah.
Speaking of April, though, let's talk about her gift giving real quick because you just said, why did she buy that thing? And she even said she didn't even know what it was. Like,
Yeah.
she's just like, I don't know what it is.
Right,
I
right,
think it's
right.
Japanese. You don't even know if it's Japanese. Like, you got it because you thought it might be Japanese.
Right,
That's as far as your thinking went on this. But then she got Raphael a hat, which, okay. I mean,
He has
he
one
did.
already.
He has one already, but also he might want another one. I'll kind of give him that. But she got Michelangelo a lampshade.
Oh my, I know.
Why did she get him a lampshade?
And it was like a Honolulu one, right? It was like a head like
It had
a
flowers and
Hawaiian
all that
print.
kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Because I didn't even like think about the fact that it was a lampshade when I was a kid, of course. It was just like
Right.
I thought it was, she got him a silly hat,
Right,
because it's
right.
Michelangelo. So, but I looked at it now, more recently, and I'm like, that's a lampshade.
Right.
Like,
What
why did
kind of
she
friend
get.
like that? That would end all friendships right there for me. It's like you gave Leonardo a book, right, that he can use, right,
On swords,
on swords, right? You gave Donatello, I think, like what, a radio or something like
yeah,
that,
dime
or
radio, with trout. He was excited because, like, I could take this apart and learn stuff and all
exactly.
that kind of stuff. That great for him.
Yeah,
But
right.
she got, like I said, got Raphael a hat and got Michelangelo a lampshade and got Splinter something that she didn't know what it was.
It kind of showed you like who she really cares about too. You know what I'm saying? The other, you know what I'm saying? Raph, Don, I mean Leo, okay, but the other two? Oh no.
And funny because Michelangelo was the one that actually liked her the most.
Right, yeah, right. And then that, and then Splinter was like the okayed her to sleep in the sewer, you know.
And the funny thing was, like, speaking of how Michelangelo is about her, had that line when Kenshin was there. He looked at her like, how did you get into April's pants? And I'm like, sir, are you trying to fuck April?
Bro, dude. So moving forward, there's a situation where they get to Japan, right? And April like rips off like her pants, right?
He
Because she
ripped off the
wants to make
bottom
it
of the little
shorts.
cloak thing, yeah.
She wants to make into shorts, right? And then the two, I think it's Leo and Donnie. I don't know, or if it's Michelangelo and Donnie. But when she does that, and they just say like, okay, hey, swing, like, yo, what are y'all having a hard on for April now? What's what's you know what I'm saying? Is that the y'all about to show your secret of the ooze too, or what's going on? It's like, yo, I know they were trying to do a lot of pop culture-esque like lines, but like, because you remember there's a situation where they're going through the tunnel, the turtles, and Donatello falls over and he's like, help, I can't get up. Like, clearly that's from the old like commercial
I'm
with the
falling and I
lady.
can't get up commercials.
Yeah,
And he's
like,
like, I'm a turtle and I can't get up.
right. And the jokes were just so like, they just didn't hit, you
They
know.
had to throw turtle stuff into him,
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but that aside, I still like the storyline of them going to Japan,
Oh,
and
yeah.
then I think the guy's name is Lord Noriega. He basically,
Norinaga. Yeah, it was Norinaga because I know because there's actually a real Japanese feudal lord named Nobunaga.
oh really?
And
Okay.
I learned that from video games, but then I end up looking that stuff up later and re-watching other
Just a f
documentaries and shit because it was
okay.
all so fucking cool to me. But yeah, it was his name was Norinaga.
Norinaga. So then basically, like, what I like is that, like, there was a certain attachment to the turtles saying that these demons have been here before. Like, so, like, they, like, there was turtles before them,
They
you
existed
know.
centuries ago. I don't know how they existed, but they did
They did.
because the ooze was created, like, fairly recently. So, like, I don't know how these mutant turtles from before existed, but sure.
Right.
We'll go with that.
Right. And so, like, that's what kind of caught my attention, right? Was that whole allure of them having past turtle demons.
Right.
So they had me thinking, like, okay, when they were writing this story, did they have something else in mind?
Yeah,
and, but maybe. But instead, they went this route, right?
Or maybe they had future stuff in mind where they went back in time again, and it was even further back, and those ancient turtles were actually them too.
You know? Okay, okay, okay. Because it's funny, I know in the comic book and in the original cartoon, that happens. Like, they actually have to go to Japan to go do something, and they get caught up in some shit. So I kind of thought that that was the play that they were trying to do, just trying to, like, maybe reference the cartoon or what a little bit. But a part of me was, like, saying, like, maybe, like you said, maybe for the fourth one, it would have been something different, right?
Yeah.
Because even in Secret of the Ooze, I felt like there was something that was cut short, right? Because what happens to the doctor? He takes the ooze and then he leaves. Oh, like, you never see him again. So, like, happened?
His whole thing was he was trying to dispose of all of it. So,
true.
He probably took that last one. He's like, okay, let me get rid of this.
Right.
But here's the thing, like, this, like you were saying, the story itself, what it should be, it was just executed poorly, is pretty good story. Like, the turtles are, you know, living underground in their sewer or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've already defeated the Shredder twice. He's actually dead. He's gone. There's no real threats for them to fight anymore. They're just down there training over and over again.
Yeah.
And Raphael is frustrated. The rest of them are kind of just going with the punches, but Raph is, like, pissed and frustrated.
Right.
And they go back and end up going back in time to this place where people actually, like, need them and appreciate them. And,
true.
Like, this life is better. We can live out in the open. Like, it's all cool. Like, and so Raph doesn't want to go back. Mikey doesn't want to go back. Leo's back and forth about whether or not he wants to go back. And it's just like they, you know, come to the conclusion, like, yo, we have to, because if we don't, we fuck them up. So, like, and actually probably fuck our future selves up too. We are in Japan, where our master's from. He still has to come to America for us to be born. Like, it's like, it's a thing. I do also think they were kind of hinting at these people were Master Yoshi, who was Splinter's
descendants,
master owner, whatever.
Yeah.
That he was their descendant, because them calling that kid Yoshi couldn't.
Yes. Yes. And that's the see, like, when they what all that weird shit that happens before this, before they get to Japan, when they're there, though, that's the kind of, like, some of the stuff I like the most.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, because that's what I took out of it. Like, watching it multiple times, I didn't pick it up as when I was a kid, but after watching it multiple times, I'm like, is that what they're trying to say? Is that, you know, Master Yoshi's descendants are from this era? Like, because they keep saying Yoshi, right?
Yeah, the kid's name is Yoshi. So it's just like, it didn't really hit for me either until I was an adult. But it's just like, are they? They have to, because there's, like, there's no reason for them to use that name.
Right, and the funny thing is, what's her name? Mitsu, right? Mitsu and Yoshi. I think that they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
They're brother and sister. So it's funny because her community was kind of, like, exiled from, like, the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if, like, going deeper into it, that she's the representative of, like, Master Splinter's group. And then I wonder if her boyfriend is part of what would become the Foot Clan.
That could be,
you know,
could be, or it could be the opposite.
Or yeah, true.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to remember, like, I think, yeah, they were both a part of the same clan. Cause the thing is, the Foot Clan was supposed to have been a noble clan.
Before, yeah.
And then later. So, you know, it could be either one.
Oh, that's true. You're right. They were all part of the Foot Clan. And then when Shredder got there, he changed everything. Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Okay, here's one thing that I always thought was funny. It's funny how, like, this kind of became daddy daycare for Raphael. Because he was such a hard ass in the first two movies. But he's looking out for this kid. I mean, this is, like, you know, the pursuit of happiness type of thing going on here. You know what I'm saying? Raphael is looking over Yoshimitsu. The man went into the fucking fire. Remember what I'm saying? The man went into the fucking fire.
Michelangelo that went into the fire.
Oh, it was Michelangelo that went in the fucking fire to go save him. So, like, The turtles, like you said, are being like looked at as heroes in this area. That's why they don't want to leave. And my thing is like, is Leonardo also trying to get on Mitsu?
I think they all kind of were. Like it was so weird because it started with Michelangelo and he was just like, I want to
Checking her
stay
out.
here with you.
Yes.
Like, bruh, you're a turtle. Like, are we gonna ignore this shit? But yeah, seemed like the same thing with Leonardo too. Not as much with Donatello, but Raphael kind of hints at it too, like in the way he is with Yoshi, like trying to get in through the brother. It's just.
They have all the forms of the what's it called? The friend zone. Trying to leave the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? One trying to get in through the brother, one trying to get in by humor, one trying to get in by being like, a leader or whatever.
And
Or
he also
kissing
saved her
ass.
brother at the same time too, and he gave him CPR. But they were all confused because they didn't know what CPR was. So it
Oh
was,
my gosh. Dude, that scene, who Leo gives the CPR, right?
yeah.
Leo gives a CPR after that whole thing, right? My favorite thing is when he's doing it,
Oh, the tongue
the
touch.
Oscar performance, when he's like, "Everyone, give me some room, give me some room." And he says it multiple times, and then it's so funny when he gives the CPR, the turtle's mouth gets on Yoshi, right? And bro, it goes to the scene where there's like another dude standing there, and his look is like, "Fuck, I ain't go near that turtle." Motherfucker got some diseases now,
Something, yeah. I mean, they were all skeptical, of which they should have been. They're big, giant, walking turtles that do martial arts. What the fuck did that come from? Like,
I thought that was scene that I thought that was scene was so hilarious. I was like, inside I was laughing, but yeah, I mean they know CPR, so good for them.
I'm so confused also about certain things. Like I
Okay.
said, as an adult looking at them, I understand why they did them, like movie wise.
Yeah.
Like, for the movie itself, why they did it, but story wise, it was just like, what was this? Like when they switched places with the honor guards and
Oh,
how Michelangelo had the shorts on. So yeah, he came back wearing the shorts.
yeah.
But the other guards had those pads on the front.
Yeah,
Like,
the like baseball pad, the catcher
yeah,
pad.
like where
Yeah.
did those come from?
Yeah.
What is. Nobody was wearing those.
Right.
So, and if they were wearing them, back in feudal Japan, why did they come through with them? They never go through
Yeah.
anything else. And why did the turtles come through with their weapons? Like, how is this happening?
Yes, 100%,
Because everybody else
100%.
goes through naked and goes when they're in the other person's stuff. So how
Right.
do they still have their weapons and their little belt and the bandanas and all that shit?
Right.
All questions that really didn't need an answer, but brought up in my
Oh
head
yeah,
when I'm
one I
watching.
mean 100%. I mean, the other question I have too is why bring back Casey Jones if you're not going to use him?
Not gonna let him fight.
Yeah, I mean like they had the money to use. I mean, you couldn't give this guy, you only gave him a hockey stick, and that was his whole thing because he was a hockey player, like
Yeah,
he would he
he didn't
do.
put on the mask. He didn't pull out the bats. His Jose Canseco bat
Yeah, Jose
and all.
Canseco. Cricket, it's like
Nobody
those were the things
understands
that
cricket.
those were the things why I love Casey Jones, but the fact that you just use him as basically a daytime, him and Splinter were having a daytime daycare with these guys.
Also, how somehow at the beginning of the movie, nobody understood what April was saying, but then all of a sudden, all of them speak English, and it's just I can understand why probably like Kenshin can speak English, like they
Yeah.
trade with England, and so if he's
Right,
under
right,
his
right.
father, him and his father speak English, that makes sense. Mitsu maybe if Kenshin taught her some, but the
Yeah.
rest of them, like
Like, come on now. Right?
yeah,
Come on.
somehow everybody speaks English. It's
Yes,
just
yes.
okay.
Right, you're right. And it was like it's so funny too because like the whole time like you're thinking like they're not gonna understand, but they clearly do. They clearly do. Even the old grandfather, Yoshi's grandfather,
And you
you
know
know.
his old ass ain't learned no English. He don't care. Like, he old. He does not care.
My gosh. I mean, is there any action scenes that you liked from the movie?
I mean, the big fight at the end was cool.
Yeah, the big fight was in the end was cool.
That was fun. When that first raid of the village happened, that was pretty fun action stuff. One thing that was confusing to me though is once again how did Michelangelo end up backwards on the horse? Was the honor guard backwards on his horse? Like, how did that happen? I understand it was for humor and it was silly.
Right.
Give something for them to work towards and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. I understand movie structure wise, but story wise, like, how?
Right. Like, did he end up that way? Is that how the honor guard started? Yeah. And like the other thing too is like, clearly, Kenshin and April are two different body types, but when they switch, mass
displacement is what they say. Yeah. Like, they have to have the same weight. So you telling me Kenshin and April weigh the same?
Yes, and same pants. Come on, those are women's jeans, man.
You know, like the turtles in the honor guard. You telling me they weigh the same thing as those big ass turtles? Like, come on now. But okay,
right? And then like, you know how like the samurai helmets that they had, like they should have been all too small.
Clearly,
but then Michelangelo has to adjust his.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! The fight scenes were good. Like the fight scenes when they first walk into the castle and they start beating up all these people. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was really good. The one thing that I thought that was also pretty hilarious too was when they have they took out the cannon. Remember they take the scene where they had the cannon mm-hmm. and they're gonna shoot the turtle with the cannon. Mm-hmm. And the turtle does the thing where he ducks his head
into a shell.
Yeah.
I love being a turtle.
Yeah. And he comes up all creepy like you just mm-hmm. see the.
My thing is after that, like, Walker decides he's gonna run away. Even like he doesn't have all these guns trained on them anyway. They can just fire at them. Like, right. The turtle should be dead. Like, because they were able to duck and dodge that one cannonball. But if you fire all your guns at them,
mm-hmm. right.
You can still hit them.
Like, right. And they weren't like bullets like were from their time. They're like pretty like giant bullets. They're still like the
caliber bullets.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So like you fire all those guns, like
what, they should be dead.
Because clearly Walker isn't afraid of them. Like he doesn't think they're actually demons. So at that point he did. Mm. But I don't know. It was one of those things where like I'm glad they didn't kill the turtles, but still it's just like in this situation, they had him surrounded with all these guns. Like, you could have shot him.
Yeah, it didn't make no sense. The one thing too,
keep in mind. With all that said, I still fucking love this.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, what I'm about to say too is kind of wild too. Like, you talked about the editing, right? One key editing thing that I remember from even when I was a kid is when Walker, right? He's hanging on the rope, right? And then they mm-hmm. finally, they cut this shit. And then he's supposed to fall into like this gulp of water, mm-hmm. right? But you don't see him actually fall. Like you see him drop down and then it's like edit. He's like edited out and you just see the splashing water. You just see the water. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. So they do the thing where Wit slices the rope to
blast
that catapult with fire on it that they just have lit inside the castle for some reason.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, it's just somehow aimed perfectly at that spot. And Walker just sees it come like,
And then, like, you see him drop. and then all of a sudden, in like 2 seconds, then it's just the water. Like, you don't see anything.
Yeah. You don't see the splash. Nothing.
Yeah.
You see him, they do some bad green screen stuff with him falling for a
second. Oh, yeah.
Just gone.
Yeah, for real. But like you said, with all that crazy ass shit, I still like the movie though. I still like the movie. I mean, especially when they come back and everyone's having a good time and you have the end scene with them like, you know, partying on top of the stairs and everything. You know, in the end, like, I mean, it's like not as bad as some of the shit that's out there right now.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this question. Turtles 3, right? What did you think the next movie was going to be?
Because
for me, I was anticipating another movie, but, you know, we didn't get it, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to remember back then what I would have wanted from a fourth movie or what I would have expected.
Yeah, what would you, yeah.
But kind of what they did with that animated movie, TMNT, that came out.
Yes.
that kind of worked like a sequel. It just was way later. But something like that would have worked. I don't know how they would have worked that out with live action. But I mean, one thing that's a problem with these movies, because of the nature of them as opposed to the cartoon, Leonardo and Raphael have their weapons, but they can't really use them.
Yes.
Because it's against people. They can't like cut and stab people.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they can't really use them. But if they did the thing like they did with the latest, well, not the latest movie, but with the TMNT movie, the animated one, they had those monster creatures or whatever that are like basically made of rock and stone.
Yeah.
On them and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Giving them some kind of enemy where they could use their weapons would have been cool. Because all the time they're just holding them and then they're kicking.
Right. And then in the first blocking, two, you know? They're not even using like they're not even using them. Like Leonardo uses like these nightstick type things. Like there's no blades, but they're just like sticks. And it's like, okay, I don't remember him having like room to carry those sticks on his back, you know, like but yeah, it's a shame, but I understand, cuz you know, stabbing somebody is a turtle, especially a turtle, is kind of weird. A
very different rating for the movie.
Yeah, I think what I would have expected from if they were going to have a fourth one was like kind of like if they could, like I think everyone anticipated seeing Bebop or Rocksteady live screen. So like if they were to do something like that where introduce, you know, maybe not the doctor from the second one, but maybe Baxter Stockman, somebody who trained
Maybe doctor. He worked in TGRI or something, and like he stole that last canister that the doctor took in the at the end of the second one or something, and they made more mutants somehow. And Krang is there now for some reason,
because
you know.
Yes, right, because Krang. Like I was thinking more of the line, like Baxter Stockman would have been training under what's his name, and instead of like having the ooze, like they would have done like the whole Hulk trying to copy the super soldier serum. Like it's like ooze like, but there's complications, obviously. So that's how you get Bebop and Rocksteady.
Okay.
And so that was what I was thinking, but it never happened. The TMNT movie that came out after this was pretty dope. It definitely tied into like the cartoon that was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else about Turtles 3, I mean, yeah, it's all wacky and shit, but it's still good. Like, it's still enjoyable to watch.
Exactly. That's the most important part. Is it entertaining? And when I watch this thing, did you tell me a story and did you entertain me? That's the main thing I'm looking for. And if you did that, okay.
Right. I mean, look, a budget of 21 million, they made 54. You know what I'm saying? How many movies do you know spend like crazy amount of money and they don't make it back? I mean, I think with Batman versus Superman, they had like a 100-something billion or whatever. Like their budget was high, but they didn't make it back though.
Yeah,
I think eventually they did, but it took like how many?
It took a while. Is, with Turtles, like you got to think too. Just looking at the box office doesn't tell the whole story, because you got to think of all the merch they sold, like all the
the
shirts, all that kind of stuff, because it was Turtles. Guess who got Turtles toys after that? I did.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, dude, let's talk. Okay, so let's jump into the toys, right? Dude, I thought the toys were so dope for this movie, like them in the samurai outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's it called? Playmates. They did the movie style figures for the second movie.
I don't remember who made them, but I remember the
toys. Okay, so it was Playmates, right? And then so they kept that same movie style for the Turtles 3 action figures, but they had the samurai bodies, and I thought that was so dope.
Yeah, they were. I liked them a lot. Like that was one of those things that the new look of the Turtles like worked for the toys. It's just as far as the movie itself goes.
Yeah. The turtle action figures were also always dope. Always dope. But yeah, man, if you got anything else you want to preach on the Turtles 3?
Nothing new. Just like I said, it's one of those people like to shit on movies. Like they're like, oh, this was so bad and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was just, it wasn't as great as the first two, of course, but
right. I mean, I don't think I think not even the new Michael Bay or Well, let's see if the new one that's coming out now, because they're supposed to be have a new one called Turtles Mayhem with like Seth Rogen is behind it. I think it's going to be an animated movie, I think.
More adult oriented and all that,
Yeah.
so.
So it's supposed to have the tone of the first two movies. So let's see if that even holds up too. But yeah, for me, more turtles to me is always a good thing.
More turtles is always better than no turtles.
There you go. There you go. But yeah, Travis, thank you for doing this. Go ahead and plug your socials, my dude.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. As you all may know already, or may not know, I am, Lord Cussalot Travis Pointer of Creation World, owner, operator, CEO, head nigga in charge, But every day, Monday through Friday, we have the Creation Conversation at lunchtime live, twitch.tv/creationworld, also on youtube.com/creationworld. You can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Lord underscore Cussalot. That is at LORD underscore CUSSALOTT. We also have Smackin' It Raw every Friday night live with Vince, Matt, and Katie most of the time. It kind of fluctuates between who's going to be there between Vince and Katie, but usually all three, but sometimes it's just one or two of them with other, guests involved, including yourself sometimes. But yeah, same channels also. Twitch.tv/creationworld, youtube.com/creationworld, also podcast services everywhere. Also just come to creationworld.com to learn all about us.
That's right. And they always got some good stuff, some good nerd-ish, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, y'all. Thank you for having me. Thank you for doing this, Travis. But yeah, we out of here. You can find me at Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. This your boy Juss. We out.
Peace.